If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're back with more from Villa Park on the Your Hometown Tour. From its rich history to its local favorites, like the original Portillo's, and also home to our own Mary Vandeveld. Stay tuned, and we'll show you why Villa Park is one of Chicagoland's best-kept secrets. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, by Captain Demo's Big Truffle Hot Sauce, and by the Captain's Room. Here's Lisa Dent.
I love Mary's connection to that town. There's nothing better than your hometown, and it's her hometown. And our next guest went to the same high school as Mary, same high school her children attended, went on to play Major League Ball, and actually played for the Cubs. And I wanted to welcome you to the show, Jody. Jody Garrett is with us. How are you today?
I'm good this afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. Can I just share a piece of transcript I was reading from your retirement ceremony?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I just think this is it just gives us a glimpse as to who you are. You said, "I can no longer in good conscience play the game in the manner that reflects the positive example for the younger generation of baseball players. Physically, I'm fine, but mentally, my reasons for being in uniform have been so thin and narrow that I refuse to disrespect the game that has provided so generously for my family by playing it in a half-hearted way. This game owes me nothing, but I owe the game at least that much. When a player finds his willingness to compete to be so greatly diminished, that player must leave the game so as to not disrespect it by becoming a player who plays solely for his paycheck and his own personal glory." Oh my gosh, Jody, if everybody thought that way, it would be an amazing world. I want you to say hi to Andy Mazur. I believe your paths have crossed. He's at the sports anchor desk this afternoon.
Oh my gosh, is Andy on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Jody. How's it going?
It's good to hear. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, it's been a while. Jody and I were together with the Cubs briefly, and then also with the San Diego Padres. I mentioned that you played with Will Venable, who's now the manager of the Chicago White Sox, and you two are kind of the similar players. I mean, you were very heady ball players, and you were willing to do whatever the manager wanted you to do. I mean, did you think in your wildest dreams that Will would become a manager?
You know, that's a really good question. I feel like he and his dad, you know, his dad, Max Venable, I believe, was a player, and he was my outfield coach too. He's our outfield coach. And Will himself, there's some people whose light just shines a little bit differently, and you never really know. I get the same feeling from Dave Roberts, who's now the manager for the Dodgers. Will was a guy whose light just shined a little brightly. The things that he did were always the right things, and they always made you feel good. He could be the mayor of a town. And so when you have those guys that have those high vibration kind of presence, they tend to become, you know, coaches and ultimately rise to leadership positions. And it's no surprise to me that Will got there. He deserves every bit of it. And I hope that this first go around, at least as a manager, you know, not too many skinned knees, not too many scars, and that he continues to just be the man that he is. He's great.
Well, hopefully he can only take the team up. It's been a rough go for the White Sox. What are you doing?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Lisa. As a White Sox fan growing up, it's been painful. Not as painful, perhaps, as when I put on the Cubs uniform the very first time in 2005, but certainly painful the last couple of years. But yes, you're right. Nowhere to go but up.
And Andy, what is the score right now? Are they still winning?
Yeah, they're leading 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Sean Burke doing a nice job in his first ever opening day start.
Nice. Mm.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
So we're featuring people from Villa Park today, and Mary Vandeveld went to the same high school. She's on this show as well. She was telling us, were you talking about Jody's dad, Mary?
Hi, Jody. Yeah. So your dad was a substitute teacher at Willowbrook, correct?
He was, at first he was a substitute teacher and then became the full-time physics teacher for about 15 or 20 years,
That's right. My daughter had him, and she just loved him. So I just wanted to mention that. It's such a small world.
And Jody, what are your memories of Willowbrook High School? What do you remember back in those days?
Thank you so much. I think that, you know, my time with Willowbrook, and by the way, my dad still is still in the same house with my mom, and he's a lot of people's favorite teacher. And I'm like, you know, I actually had to have him for physics for a year, too. So I actually took my dad's class for a year. And everybody's like, I just love Mr. Garrett. I'm like, you don't have to live with him. You know, I can live at home, but whatever. So, but, you know, I my time at Willowbrook was a really beneficial one. My coaches, the teachers, you know, just kind of molded us into who we were going to be. And I'm really, really just thinking about the retirement speech, you know, that was a while ago. But I feel like that's representative to a lot of, to a great degree, from people from Villa Park and Lombard who have coached me over the years, because that was really, really important at the time. Especially, it was really important in the boys to men stage of development to be able to have integrity first, and, you know, to be honest, intellectually honest about what am I really doing and do I really love it? Am I doing it for the right reasons? If not, get out. And so you see that sometimes with other businesses too, like take Mike's Meat Market over off St. Charles Road in Villa. You know, Mike's Meat Market's been there forever. Funky Java, just down the same bit. You know, Larry's been at Funky Java forever.
Who also went to Willowbrook.
There the other, who also went to Willowbrook, right. And you know, you walk in and, you know, he takes pride in what he does. And, you know, when he's done, he's going to be done. But right now, he's rocking. And everybody loves being in there. And I think it's really reflective of what Villa Park really still stands for. And a lot of people are still there. A lot of people who were there 40 years ago, 50 years ago, still there because they love it.
I love that. You know the town so well. You grew up there. Your parents are still in the same house. What are you doing now, Jody?
I'm a mortgage broker, actually, and it allows me. I live in Oak Park. My kids all go to Oak Park River Forest High School. So we play against Willowbrook from time to time on stuff. My wife and I will go back, and, you know, my parents will come back. And I've got that big picture in the field house, and every now and again, you know, it'll hit someone that the guy sitting in the stands is up on the wall, because it's not like I wear around my batting, you know, like my baseball cards and stuff like that. So every now and again, you know, every now and then we'll be able to go back and see and kind of experience it. But yeah, I've just enjoyed lending in the community. I lend a lot in Villa Park. I lend a lot in Lombard and elsewhere. So I've really enjoyed staying connected in that sense. And I do baseball instruction for fun once a week. I did it in Villa Park actually for over 10 years. And now I do it in Forest Park, which is a little bit closer to home.
Wow, that's great. It's so fun talking to you today. What a great representative of Villa Park. And anything you want to say to Jody, since it's been a while since you two have connected?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I always would get if I did a pregame interview with him. It was always well thought out answers, and he hasn't changed one single bit. But no, there's a bit of a trivia question involving Jody. His first at bat in 2009 in a new ballpark in New York, at Citi Field, he hit the third pitch out for a home run, hitting the first ever home run at Citi Field in New York. And that's something they'll never be able to take away from you, Jody.
I appreciate that. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that, and I know we're short of time here. On the last summer, this is a quick story. Last summer, we went to Cooperstown. I coached a team to go to Cooperstown, New York, for baseball, where the Hall of Fame is for baseball. And for the first time in 15 years, I got a chance to hold that ball and the bat with my youngest son. And it was just the most magical thing, because that ball ended up in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. It was the first time in Major League history that the first hitter in a new park hit a home run. So after the game, they got the ball, they got my bat, and it went to Cooperstown. I hadn't seen it since. And so it was really special to be able to see it for the first time with my son.
That's really wonderful.
Awesome.
And you're a guest who actually pays attention to our clock. You know we're up against news time. That is so stinking rare. Jody,
I appreciate you having me on. Appreciate it.
Really lovely to talk to you. That's Jody Garrett representing Villa Park in a way I think no one else today has been able to do.